على السنه.
مركز الصحابه ذا فويس اوف اهل السنه والجماعه.
پاک علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پاک علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زبان کیا شان کریں گے تیری بیان یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زبان کیا شان کریں گے تیری بیان قرآن ہے تیرا مدح سرا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ قرآن ہے تیرا مدح سرا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ کیا کہنے ہیں تیری رفعت کے کیا کہنے ہیں تیری عظمت کے کیا کہنے ہیں تیری رفعت کے کیا کہنے ہیں تیری عظمت کے ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 23rd of Dhul Qa'dah, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 22nd of May, 2025. Alhamdulillah, the past few weeks we have been speaking about Hajj, and this will continue. Today we'll be speaking about which areas to visit during Makkah, during your visit to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, we'll start with Madinah Munawwarah. Which places should we visit in Madinah Munawwarah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we discuss the places of visiting and so forth and so on, so remember that we should just make the announcements that what happened in the past 24 hours basically. So number one is this, that they say the two Jutlas were shot dead there in Washington. So we have no sympathy for them. You must remember, if you ask me, they deserve what they got. They were part of the Israeli embassy, and who shot them, we don't know. But we will say that this can be an operation done by them themselves, you see, so that they'll have an excuse to attack Iran or attack some country. And it's not something far-fetched. Indeed, they did all these kind of things in the past also. So remember, because the pressure is really on them. There is a person, he's a Shia, but we must give credit where credit is due. His name is Mahdi Hassan, you know. So Mahdi Hassan says that, you know, that on the Dutch newspapers, that they interviewed 7 people who are experts on genocide, all non-Muslims, and each one of them, you must remember, have agreed that what's occurring, happening now in Palestine, definitely is a genocide. So there's definitely there is a lot of pressure on them and so forth. They also know deep down they're in a big mess. And even America, their biggest ally, is so fed up with them. Therefore, Trump didn't go and visit them there, you see. So be that all, they're all haramis as far as we are concerned. So that's one thing that we should know. And then yesterday with Trump and Cyril there. So remember that personally, I think the South African delegation didn't do too bad, you know, 50-50. Trump's aim is just to humiliate the people who come there. Unless they agree with him like puppets and so forth and so on. So yes, I think he took the South African delegation by surprise by playing that video of Malema and so forth and so on. I don't think they expected it. But then Steenhuisen gave a good answer that he said that that is why they're in government, to keep EFF and the MK, Zuma's party, Malema's party, out and so forth. You see, the white man, you know, in all my travels with Allah's help, I have found this throughout consistently. We grew up in apartheid. The white men, majority of them, 60, 70, 75% of them, when I say men, I mean men and women, they consider themselves superior. So when you go to Trump and these kind of people, if you are an Arab, you are a, you know, black, you are a colored, whatever, so they'll consider you inferior and consider themselves superior. You must remember that, you see. So that is what the race card always will play. How the hell can you say there's a genocide going on in South Africa with the Boer and the whites and the farmers? The real genocide is going on in Israel, you know, and that you're supporting, you see. So, I mean, you can see the contradiction itself, you know. And then the budget yesterday... You see, this was budget 3.0, the third time. So they couldn't increase the VAT. So what they did, they used a simple strategy. But people don't understand things, you know. So they hit the fuel levy, you see. So now when you increase the fuel levy, it's going to hit everybody. It will affect the rich, it will affect the poor, it will affect the middle class, and everything will go up. You must remember this type of thing. But the 78, 77, whatever hell amount of ministers, deputy ministers we have, so they're sitting in comfort zone, you must remember that. They will get their wages, they'll get their perks, they will get their increase, they'll get everything. And if you ask me, 80%, 70% of them are hopeless, good for nothing, incompetent, you know. And majority of them, irrespective of which party they represent, Muslim or non-Muslim, are good for nothing, you know. So easy way to solve the problem for South Africa was they just get rid of half the ministers, you understand, downsize the government. You got the bloated government and so forth. Then they'll tell you that there won't be a GNU. So let the GNU collapse. Choose people, you must remember, who are prepared to serve the nation, not prepared to serve their pockets. So that is what you must do. Therefore, in our madaris, in our darulums, and all this, our Islamic organization, you must always pay the people less than what the market rate is, you see. Why you must do that? Because they must learn, I must learn, you must learn, that we must start doing things with ikhlas and sincerity. It can't be we're running a Muslim organization and it's all to do with money and perks and that. Then where's the ikhlas and where's the sincerity then, you know? Therefore, when I used to teach in Darul Newcastle, I used to always tell the students, all of you, wherever you go to, you're going to Cape Town, you're going to Kimberley, you're going to overseas, wherever you're going to, teach 1 period or half an hour free of charge. Don't have any money attached to it, you see. Hazrat Maulana, so Ahmad Lahori, he was a big sheikh, you know, in Lahore. So Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lahori, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, was asked, Hazrat, what is the definition of the tasawwuf? What is the definition of the tasawwuf? He was asked. He said, Allah ko razi karna ibadat se. To please Allah Ta'ala with our acts of worship, our salat, our siyam, our zakat, all that, you see. With our namaz, with our fasting, zakat, hajj, umrah, all that. So Allah ko khush karna, you see, with that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko khush karna ta'at se. To please Nabi alayhi salatu salam by being obedient to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do, we carry it out. We're carrying it out lovingly, sincerely, and willingly. So, and third one, logo and logo ko khush karna khidmat se. Logo ko khush karna khidmat se. Learn to serve the people without expecting anything in return from them. So then you put all three factors together. That is the khulasa, that is the summary of the tasawwuf. So that is what we are saying. So that is, I have to learn, you have to learn, we all have to learn that, you see. So these are things, then we can see the ummah will really progress and so forth and so on. And then we can't forget Gaza, whatever is happening there, you must remember it is, to me, it's a karamat of the century, you must remember that. A nation that is surviving, now it's going for how much? 600 days, 594 days today, 595 days today. 600 days, you must remember. They got no arms, they got no ammunition, they got nothing. And the Arab country is the biggest betrayal of the Ummah, is the Arab countries. Therefore, without exception, I say MBS, MBZ of Dubai and MBS of Saudi and this the governments there, Bahrain and Morocco, Egypt and Jordan, all murtad, haramis, khabis, you must remember that. That they cause such a betrayal to this Ummah. You know, we will never forgive them, we will never forget them. You must remember that. And we will speak about them and name them and shame them and nail them, remember. People who are silent, I still can't believe, you know, that we go to Saudi Arabia, we fly on Emirates and we keep quiet about this here. Absolutely nothing, you know. So we just keep, as long as this, everything is normal. It's a shame and disgrace, you know. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. But Allah said, Khabith bin al-Tayyib. Allah is highlighting who are the Khabith, who are the impure and the immoral, and who are the Tayyib and the pure and moral, you see. And that has become manifest today. A guy like Piers Morgan, if you know about Piers Morgan, 100% Zionist, financed by the Zionists, he says, Mahdi, that I agree with you now. That I always differed with you, but now even I agree with you, there's a definite genocide going on there. So that in itself speaks volumes, you must remember this type of things. So anyway, so that are the things that we should know. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So we are addressing you, the South African Hujjaj primarily, and then all the other Hujjaj of the world and so forth. So normally what happens is the South African Hujjaj will go via Emirates, via Egypt, via Qatar, via Ethiopia and so forth. So then, because there's no direct flight from South Africa now to Saudi, not to Jeddah, not to Medina, nothing like that. So they go to Medina Munawwara. So after you settle, you read your salami, you did all that. Now there will be ziyarat. So practically there are 6-7 places. Number one, you must go to Quba. Why you should go to Quba? Because the hadith says so. مَنْ تَطَهَرَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ ثُمَّ أَتَى مَجْرِ قُبَى فَسْوَلَّ فِيهِ So rakatain kana lahu ka ajri umratin. So hadith sahih, authentic hadith. So of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ibn Majah, you left your home, you made wudu from there. So home now will mean your hotel, you make ghusl, you make wudu. So yeah, it means wudu, but if you want to make ghusl, you can make it up to you. It's so hot as it is. And then you come to Masjid al-Quba and you perform two rakat salat there. So normally we go in the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, like that. And you perform two rakat salat, so you receive the reward of one accepted umrah. You read another two rakat, another umrah. You read another two rakat, another accepted umrah. So we tell the people, enter Masjid Quba, read 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid. Then read another 2 and 2 and make intention of Salatul Duha. And every 2 rakat you read, you get the reward of, you must remember, that I accepted Umrah. Which day is the best? Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Normally, the Adat Sharifa, Adat Mubarakah was on a Saturday. And if you study Bukhari Sharif, then Ata Quba, the Master Al Islam will come to Quba, Mashiyan wa Raqiba. Sometime walking and sometime mounted on a mean of conveyance, the camel or whatever was there available. So both is Sunnah, you must remember that. Now we got people who are old, sickly, they can't walk obviously, so you go by bus. But if you want to, and any day you go is fine, but best day will be Saturday. So that's 1 point you must remember. Second point you should remember, the place to visit is Uhud, not Uhad, Uhud. And remember, and Masjid Quba's distinction is, it is the first masjid in the history of Islam, Ba'da Miladin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the auspicious, Mubarak, blessed birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam, in Quran speaks of it, La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin haq. That word awwali yawmin shows that the Hijrah calendar must start from the, that Islamic calendar must start from the Hijrah. You see that? So from there also you go. So you must remember that there's a big distinction. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam built it with his own Mubarak hands. And then second was Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then other Sahaba helped it. And then you must remember that you go to Jabal Uhud. So there the hadith in Bukhari Sharif was Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. So we know in the 3rd year of the Hijrah, the month is Shawwal, the date is 7th of Shawwal, and there it was victory, and then because of one misunderstanding, so then there was Nuksan. Even if you don't say defeat, you can say Nuksan. So remember that there was huge, huge losses for Sahaba, and then 70 Sahaba lost their life. But even in that, there's blessing in disguise. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an ijma and becomes Sayyidu Shuhada. We must always rectify the beliefs of people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is shaheed. So all are martyrs. And there are hundreds and thousands of martyrs. Remember Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah today. But Sayyidu Shuhada, authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. One day the Shias gave me a book, Fazail Ahlil Bayt. Shia sent it to me from Iran, you know, when I was there in Newcastle. And in there also they quoted, I made a note of it. So it's written there, that Sayyidu Shuhada Hamza radiallahu anhu. So you must remember that. So that is accepted. So but we must, the way today, just now Muharram will start. Zulqada now is already today, you must remember 23rd. In most countries, it's 24th. So it's hard, 1 week left plus minus, less than a week. Then Zul Hijjah, then in Muharram. In Muharram, half the Sunnis also become Shias. So it's the truth. People don't understand things. They will say that the Muslims killed Sayyidina Hussein. And they will swear Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. 100% wallahi, the Shias, the Kafir Shias, we you translated it, we sent it out to thousands of people. Prepare it again, inshallah, we'll send it out again. So who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein? The Kuffar Shias. And they then blame the Sunnis and all this kind of things. So our Maulvis also are confused on this issue. How many of them? So you see, وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقْوَ يُتَّبَى. You must learn to study Islam without ta'assub. You must remember that. Today, a big problem this. Everywhere we want to put the Hanafi school as superior. Everywhere we want to put the Shafi school as superior if we're in Cape Town. Everywhere we want to make the Maliki school the superior one if we're in North Africa. Everywhere we want to put the Hanbali school as superior if we are there in Saudi and all these kind of things, you see. I mean, there's 100% ta'assub in that. You must say, Al-Haqqu bifil bayna al-aimmatil arba. Among all four is the truth. You understand? So not just blindly we just this thing. So similarly here also, sometimes, you know, these kuffar Shias, they fool us so much. It's like the chutlas. They make so much propaganda that you see our people start repeating the same words they want, repeating the Jewish narrative. Hitler, bad guy. Hitler is a curse guy. Hitler did good things, haramis. He fixed you all up, you must remember that. So 100% you must remember. He said, no voting for the Jute class. He said that the Jute class can't stay here. They'll pack up and go. So 100% is right. You make so much nonsense. The Palestinians come into power and they say, you Jute class, pack up and go. He's right, he's justified. Get out from our country. It's our country. So you must remember that. But you see our Muslims, they will say, you bad like Hitler. So they won't say, you bad like Kissinger. You bad like, you must remember, George Bush. You bad like Netanyahu. You bad like, you must remember this Smotrich or Ben-Gvir and that. Because haramis, they are murderers and rapists and everything you can think of, you must remember that. So, you know, in Urdu, they got a nice word, nasal kushi, for genocide. What they call? Nasal kushi. You must remember that word. When a person commits suicide, khud kushi. And genocide, they had nasal kushi. And in Arabic, ibadah. Ibadah bil hamza, bil alif, you see. So that is how you must remember these words. They help you in life, you must remember. So you must go to Uhud and learn what happened there, you see. What role Khalid bin Walid played, all that. He was not Muslim. And the Jabal al-Rumat is there and all this type of thing. But you see, the Saudi regime, this Najdis. So these Najdis, Wahhabis, they are cursed people, remember that. That Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the only one, exclusive Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for them. So now in the past 10 years, 5 years, they took the whole Uhud and turned it into a tourist resort. How? They put lights everywhere, they put in restaurants everywhere, they put... So the essence of Uhud disappears. People just go like a tourist resort. You go from Medina Central to Uhud. You go from Medina Central to Quba, not Uhud, to Quba. They made a pathway, a road. So both sides is restaurants. The men, women, all just sitting there. Hijab parda is finished now, mansukh. You understand? There's no such thing like hijab parda. In their minds, it's abrogated all. Who abrogated it? MBS. You see? That's how it is today. You can't tell anybody must wear parda. They lock you up now. You tell somebody you're not dressed properly, they lock you up. So that's how it is today, you see. That in Saudi Arabia, that it is. So that, and the couples are tuning up. You don't know who is a wife or is a girlfriend or is a mistress or what. All lungi le, kullu halal, you see. So that is what happens, you must remember that. So that is what we cry about, you must remember. We are all sinners, remember. But when the holiest places, you see the open desecration, then obviously it must impact on us, you understand. So rather we don't go, then go there and you start speaking and they lock you up. You make dua from here. Allah give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat, Allah decimate and destroy them, you must remember that. So that is the next place. So Quba you should go, Uhud you should go, Friday the men you should go, any day you can go, but better Friday after Fajr you go to Baqi. So when we go there, we take the groups, we show them, you see, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the honorable daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son Ibrahim is buried there, Sayyidina Usman is buried right at the back there. They buried him in the non-Muslim side. If you know Baqi, it was very small. So Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu bought all that area and all that and made it and included him. They hated Sayyidina Usman so much, they buried him outside Baqi. Understood? I mean, it's something, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. How come all the Sahaba are buried this side, in front, and he's buried right at the back? Something to think about, you see. So, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. Munafikeen in our ummah, you must. So like that, no king, nothing of Saudi Arabia is buried in Makkah, Medina. All buried there in Riyadh, you see. So you call it mahrumi, you must remember. So deprived they are, you must remember. Not one. No Abdul Aziz, no one else. No Saud, no Faisal, no one else. Khalid and Fahad and Abdullah and Salman, No, Salman also, he'll die, he'll bury him there. He can't travel and all that. So you must remember they bury him there in Riyadh somewhere. So we must be very clear on all these issues there. Then these are the famous places to go. Non-famous places in Medina Munawwara to go, another three, four. Number one, Masjid Qiblatain. Qiblatain is where, you must remember, some ulama say the ayat got revealed there. Or other ulama say it got revealed other place, but the news came there. And so anyway, so it's academic discussion. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ تَحْوِيلِ قِبْلَةِ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only one. Sahibul Qiblatain. Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. Like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allowed to face Qibla Masjid al-Aqsa for 16, 17 months. And then now turn your face Mubarak Ya Rasulullah towards Kaaba. So this was a test for the Ummah as well, and to elevate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is also a good place to visit. Then next to Quba, not far from there, when you're coming out, there's a masjid they call Masjidul Jumu'ah. Three quarter of the time is closed. The first Jumu'ah took place there. You see that? Masjidul Jumu'ah. And then you go further, then you find the Bustan. You find the Mazra'ah. You find the date farm. So you go there, very interesting. You see, if you've got a good guide, they will tell you that this is Barakah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So you find that one day tree, it lasts for 100 years. One day tree. And every year is giving out 100 kilos or more dates. You see Medina dates, the best in the world, you must remember that. If a person cannot appreciate that, then there definitely something is wrong with that person's iman, you must remember that, you know. So wherever I go, I just love the root up dates. You know that juicy ones. You just press, the juice comes out there. Yeah. My wife also knows, you know, that either she must bring that or either she must bring the ajwa and all that. A for ajwa, B for barani. If you look at the corpus of hadith, two names, khajur, dates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the names of it. Ajwa, Bukhari Sharif, and Barni in Tabarani. So these are the dates you must buy also, you see. And Ismid is what? The surma for the eyes. So when you go shopping, A, B, I. A for Ajwa, B for Barni, and I for Ismid. You got? So you remember that. Ismid alaykum bil ismid, fa innahu yajlul basar wa yumbitu sha'ar. It makes the eye sharp and it makes the hair grow also. Sahih hadith, Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So that, and then another place, but now, so we don't know. Sometimes they say they allow, they don't allow. Now the last we went was 2020. But I have to take, this is not part of the agents, this is on our side. I tell them, come, we're going to visit the Jinnat. You know, say, oh, people, human. So then you go out of Medina, very nice, you see. And half an hour plus minus with the bus you go. So the human, they panic, man. They say, you know, send you, who's will break? Like. So what happens is the bus goes downhill, you see. But the bus don't travel downhill, it goes backwards, reverse. You see, so normally sometimes what I do, so I tell the driver, you get out, me I'll drive, you understand? So this driver, even friends now sometimes, we know the drivers. So then he get out, he was just interested in money, what he's worried about. So I must hold the steering and put that big gear there in neutral. So now downhill, obviously the bus must go downhill, weight must go. But don't go downhill, you go reverse. You must just see there's nobody behind you, you see? So then the bus goes slowly. Then the people say, no, man. So I say, all right, see, we take a bottle of water. We throw the water down, and then you see that the water also is going backwards, reverse way, you see. So they say some current and all that. Yeah, if you go the old road to Durban, via Colenso, this, that, they got it there also. If you go to Taif also, one day that guy, those good guy, not all of them, he just stopped. They say, come, I show you something. He put it in neutral gear, the car started going backwards. Understood? So like that it is. So these are the most important. There are many other places. But now some are open, some are around Masjid Nabawi. There are the Matahif, the Muthaf. All that are very good. Muthaf of Quran, for the old Quran. Muthaf of Sunnah, the old Kitabs. The Muthaf of Asma'ullah al-Husna. And there you don't need guide, nothing, all in Arabic and English and all that, you see. So that are the most important places. And any day you can go, the men to graveyard, but Friday you go. Then you come to Makkah Mukarramah. So next week Thursday, we discuss Umrah. And the Thursday after that will be Arafat day. So we'll discuss Arafat. So make a note of that, inshallah. So we must remember. So therefore I say, let's kill two birds with one stone today. So you must remember that Makkah, you must visit. Before Hajj come, go to Mina. So what you'll see in Mina? Mina is known as a tent city, city of tents. Now you must make a note of this. Where credit is due, we must give credit. You must remember that. That's what Islam teaches us. What is good, we must praise, even if non-Muslim. And what is wrong, is wrong. 1997, a huge fire took place. First day of Hajj. So we all had to run away, you see. So from Mina, we went back to Makkah. Absolute pandemonium, chaos, mayhem and all that, you see. People did, how many people passed away, how many got burnt and then. So I still remember my mother was alive. So I told she will hear from people. And that time we didn't have cell phones, you know, So we had to run to their public phones. And then I phoned, I told her, see, you will hear about the water, this thing, about this, fire and that. Don't worry, I'm safe and this and this and all. Because I know how worried they. You know the media, how they play it out. So anyway, that cooled things down. So then from Makkah, the next day we went to Mina. From Makkah state we went to Arafat. So I remember I got a coaster. So that coaster said I'm going to charge 20 riyals a person. So 20 riyals is heavy because we know 20 or 25 riyals a person. So I said we'll take it. Even if it's at 50, I was prepared to get. So then I told whoever is coming, this is the driver and I'm the Amir here. We're not guaranteeing that we're going to take you to your camp. If we find a camp, we will go there. If we don't find a camp, wherever we go. People say, as long as you eat, we eat. Then we had one lady or something with a wheelchair. We put that wheelchair on top. This motor is going, that thing is packed, you must remember. Yeah, the wheelchair flew off. You know what I'm saying? So there's one Haji, I can still, he said, just leave the wheelchair. I told him, if your mother, then what you will do? You know, people don't think, you know. Say, just leave the wheelchair. I say, with your mother or your wife, what you will do? So we stop, we go, to fasten that thing again, this, that. You know, our guys are very sharp like that. Allah's kudrat, man, we found our camp. You know, I still think about it, how Allah helped us. You know? It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. You know? And that guy, I think I gave extra also. I told him, Sheikh, just take this thing, just please. No, you did it too much. So like that it was, you know, the 90s. So when you come back to Mina, because the tents were burning like, you know, rolls and bread and all that in a bakery. So you must remember, you come there, the Saudi regime, they put the whole Mina, brand new tents, all fireproof. 97. So for that, you must give them huge credit. There's no doubt about that. Today, all the tents fireproof. And it happened in 97. So you must go visit and just see Mina. So from far, you can see the Jamarat. You must see Masjidul Khayf, all like that, you see. Well, Hajj time is packed, you can't see anything. So you go nicely, see everything. Then you go to Arafat. So when we take the people to Arafat, we take them to Masjid Namira. So then, sometimes the Masjid is open. Then we just tell that guy, so he allows you inside. Sometimes they don't allow. Then we tell the crowd, whoever is worth, we tell them, come on, read Salatul Duha here, charge namaz. So we read the two rakat. That guy say, Mamnu, Mamnu, no, so I see what you talking, Mamnu. Salatul Duha, what nonsense you talking, Mamnu, Mamnu. Mamnu meaning you can't go inside, you know, so this type of thing. So, because he himself never went inside his drivers. Half of them are foreigners also, you know, from Egypt and here and there and all that. So anyway, so we go inside. Sometimes outside in the courtyard, we just read. Because Hajj day, me and my wife, we just go so many times. It's just from Mina, we just get taxi or get there, we just go straight there to the masjid, you see. No, all this going camp, you know. So no, all groups and just we go. Only thing you must is your biryani or your akni and all that. No food allowed, drinks allowed. We just take water, we take umbrella, and we got our money and all that. And you make wukuf everything in first class, you see. We read Zohar Asr, the Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, 35 years he made Jamaat Salat, the Imam. So that time he was still alright. Now he must listen to MBS, otherwise they put him also in jail. 35 years he made imamad in Arafat, you see, for the Jama'ah, Zohar Salat and Asar Salat. Yeah. How many times we read behind him? So it's ajeeb, that masjid. You know how that masjid is, Mawana Zahid. That masjid is like this Masjid Namira, there in Arafat. If you enter the masjid and you right in front where the imam is, so that first 10 serfs or so, 10, 12 serfs are out of Arafat. And then they go out from there, from one wall to the other wall, big, big signs, like, you know, like flags and all that, to tell you this front portion is not part of Arafat. See Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wisdom. The Master alayhi salatu salam performs Zuhur Asr there in that, let us call it Arafat. You understand, near Arafat, and the Zohar Asr is on a Friday, because there's Ijma, there's no Jummah Salat in Arafat. But deliberately, the Master alayhi salatu salam performed the Zohar Asr out of Arafat. Understand that? Why? Because this Ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, is a Jahil Ummah. So many people will read their Salat in Arafat, and some of them will read outside Arafat. So whether you read inside Arafat, you read outside Arafat, your Salat is valid. You see, provided the time is entered for Zohar. So that was the wisdom. But the hukuf, that you must be inside Arafat. So understood that? So, three-quarters of the hadith don't know that. So when you go inside, you will see it clearly. I know sometimes I have to be right there in the second, third, fourth serve. You see all these kings and prince and all royal family and the guns and all that, you see. You just get paid quickly, you understood? They don't chase you out there. So they start out. If you come early, like this. Sometimes they chase you out, you come late, you see. Go to the back. Wara, wara, ya sheikh, you know. Mamnu, mamnu. Sometimes they take umbrella also. We're the crazy guys, you know. So they say, Shamsiya mamnu, Shamsiya mamnu, Shamsiya is umbrella, you know. So they are moody characters, man, you know. It's so hot, but they take umbrella away. So food, you can understand, what you did umbrella away? You say, no, you'll poke somebody, you know. Then you must buy another umbrella. And all funny, funny things they do. Anyway, for us, first class air condition, you just sub the water, make hukuf, sunset goes down. Someday you walk straight, no turns to Ara, to Muzdalifah, and then 1 hour, 1 1/4, 1.5 hour, you're inside this. Like that it was simple. No problem, you see. So Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, you visit all that. The masjid is a small masjid, Mashari al-Haram. And then you must visit what? Jabaleh, the Nur, Ghari Hira. Ghari Hira, they made first class. Now they're going to put all that. Maybe this year has to be operational, I don't know. So they're going to put that, you got in Cape Town. You've been mountain, Table Mountain.
Sure.
Cable cars. Yeah. So they're putting all that now for the Hajis and all that. You see, all entertainment, you know. When I went to Iran, so then you go there. You see. So I bought a ticket to go in the cable car. But the guy told me, no, it's very dangerous. You can't go there, you see. So you mustn't go take the high one, you must take the middle one. So I said, all right, whatever you say. But Allah ku, Masha Allah kana. So we both say the middle one. So we both. So they take you, then they stop. Then you jump off and you see the view of Tehran and all the beautiful. So now they must send me back. You must turn left hand side, you see. So like that, to go down. That motor send me right hand side, you see. So now we jump in the other cable car. You go to the highest of the highest. You're in line with the clouds almost. Then I really got frightened. Then I understood what that guy said. And that cable car, if you look in Tehran, is not so safe. It makes them a kir-kir sound also, you know. Kir-kir-kir and all that. You know the Muslim countries, how they are and all that, you know. The Arab countries and Iran and all. Even their airlines are very good, I must tell you that. So this, we landed up in the highest point, man, you must remember. So this cable car, we landed up in Iran. So I'll never forget that. You just look the clouds and just there. You can like touch it almost, you know. So like that, it is so high, they took us. Yeah. So that's why the guy was, he said, no, no good for you, that. You want to go there, it's very dangerous. So but if we landed up by mistake, by default, we went up like that, you see. So you must go there. And when you leave Makkah, then you go to Sa'an, yes, Nain, Ithuma, Filghar. So you must go there to the graveyard. What graveyard? Graveyard is next stop. You must go to Jabal, to Ghar Thawr. But Ghar Thawr, to climb up, it takes 3-4 hours, you must remember that. So we don't allow anybody. So people, they go, I never climbed up. Jagade, here we climbed up, no problem. It's quick, quick, 1 hour you up. So like that, you must remember. So these are the most important. Now 4 or 5 other places, quickly. Friday, you must go to Mu'alla. Not Mala, Mala. Mu'alla, the graveyard. What a shame and disgrace for this ummah. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, the first person, not mother, lady, first person to embrace Islam. Innaha kanat wa kanat, oh Aisha. She's the mother of my children. She gave money to me when nobody wanted to support me. She believed in me when nobody wanted to believe in me. So therefore, that Aisha say, we never ever spoke anything, you see. That, you know, they said, Ya Rasulullah, you speak so much of Sayyidah Khadija, but we are here, you know, like that kind. Ad-darratan la tattafiqan. You know, when you got 2 wives, then normally there is some disagreement and so forth, like that. So Nabi Sallallahu put finish, you know, don't speak anything, like that. So that, after that, Bukhari hadith. So anyway, inna kanat was. But the Ummah got no time for Sayyidah Khadija. Madina, I tell them, meet me there. We'll get 50 by the time we end off with 100, more than 100 brothers, you see. South Africans, others, because sometimes we have to explain in English, then Urdu, then Arabic, like this and like that. Makkah, we go 10 brothers, 15 brothers, maximum 20 brothers, like that. So then I stopped it. I said, no, we won't go walking, we'll go by taxi. Never mind, everybody must pay. Then a little bit increase, but still few compared to Medina. Imagine how the selective amnesia. That is selective amnesia. We forgot conveniently that what Mother Khadija did for us. This is the Ummah's heart. But you tell them in a soccer match that Ronaldo, Shaitan is playing, or some other harami is playing, you'll see. Thousands will flock there. You must remember this. Or there's a Grand Prix there. One guy told me now, in the strip of mine. Now in the strip in the northwest. He say we went to Jeddah, man. So we went to go check the dusting, the Grand Prix circuit and all that. He's telling me, you know where it is? I said, no, I don't know. He say, you know that masjid is there by the ocean? I said, it's just next to it. He said, no, I must go check it up and all that. There was no one racing, but he said, I must go check it, you see. So that kind of things, we got time and all that. They will even tell you, I will just check the cinema. I didn't go inside, but I said, no, check it out, you see. So how many will go inside also, like that, you see. So it's an indictment upon the Ummah. We should remember that. Then you must go, does the agent don't take you all these places. Then you must go there, you just go to, you must write it down. I write it down for the Hajis. You must meet the taxi guy and tell him he must take you Masna'ul Kiswa. Masna'ul Kiswa. What do you call Masna'ul Kiswa, Mozahid? Ghilaf factory. Our people don't know the term Kiswa. They know Ghilaf. For the Kaaba Musharrafa, the black cloth. So that is $50 million, 50 million is riyal or more. You see that time. Now might be more, it's proper silk and genuine gold and lot of stories. When we used to go 74, 75, 76, all that, they should make it by hand. You know this. And now it's all by machine business. And it takes them 9 months, 10 months, 1 year to make it those days. Now 1 month, 2 months is ready. So you must, first they should put it there on this thing, on the Arafat day. MBSC changes it. He said, no. But that is good change he made, actually. So the Hajis can see also, you know. So first Muharram or 10th Muharram or like that, you know, and like that. But sometime in Muharram, now they made it. So anyway, cut long story short, so you go there, Ghilaf factory, Kiswa factory. In Arabic, they call Kiswa. Ghilaf is Urdu and Arabic, you see. So, but they allow you sometimes they don't allow you. They're moody characters, you know. Because they'll tell you, you must make Mawid. Mawid, you must have appointment and all that. Ainal Mawid, huh? So sometimes I got children and this, you know. I say, let the children see me and what you know. So if he's a good guy, he'll allow you. Go, no appointments. So but we meet many times with Allah's help. Then next to it is fascinating. That's something the Saudis did very nice. It's called Ma'aridul Haramain Sharifain. Ma'arid means exhibition. You see that? So the Haramain Sharifain exhibition. So now I just give you 5-6 ideas what you'll find there. You look at the Kaaba Musharrafa. So you see, you know how the directions work. So where the golden door is, that's the eastern side. Where the Hatim is, that is the northern side. And on the opposite side of the door is the western side. And Hajar-e Aswad Rukn-e Yamani, that is the southern side. You got the directions now. So east is there, the gate. So the golden gate there is, the door. So you will find the old doors there. You see, of the Kaaba. Then you will find that, you must remember Mizab. You know that gutter, the water comes there in the Hatim. You will find all that there, the old ones. You will find the old keys. The people in charge of the key of the Kaaba are called Sidana, Sa'din, Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. You find that there, you see. You will find the old Zamzam well. That the old things they used and all that, all you will find there. You will find a lot of old things. So, the Kaaba Musharrafa went through different stages. You understand? So, this government was in charge in this one. So, if you study the profile and life history of Abdullah bin Zubair. Abdullah bin Zubair got manaqib virtues, you can't believe, you know. أَوَّلُ مَوْلُودٍ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ بَعْدَ الْهِجْرَةِ The first baby to be born there in Medina Munawwara after the migration to the Muhajirin. So father, Zubair bin Awam from Ashara Mubashara. Mother, Asma binti Abi Bakr. And then he is born there. So he related straight to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First thing entered his mouth was Bukhari hadith, was the Busaq Mubarak, the saliva Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abdullah bin Zubair, you see. And like that, then Tahniq, and then all little. So that is Abdullah bin Zubair. He is Sahabi. His parents are Sahabi. His grandparents are Sahabi. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and that is it. Only person like that, you know, so unique feel. So then his mother Asma, Hazrat Asma was 100 years old when she passed away. Hazrat Aisha's elder sister passed away in Makkah. So in the year 73, her son told her, Abdullah bin Zubair, I have to go now. You know that these people are going to kill me. See, Qurbani time. The jumla, the sentence she said, like our Palestinians. She said, Ya Bunayya, O Bunayya, my beloved son, you go, you fight, innaka ala al-haq. Against Hajjaj bin Yusuf and then. And he said, what about they will crucify me, they'll do this. She said, Asma, Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. You understand? When you start removing the skin, the hide of the animal don't feel the pain, it's dead. So you won't feel anything even if they cut your body mutilated. Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. You see? See a mother telling her son, and that was the last conversation. He passes away, he's buried there. After a few weeks, few months, she passes away, she's buried there. If in Makkah, I should have showed you in Mu'alla, the place where they buried and all that. So these were the, so 73, this happened where his martyrdom took place and so forth. So there's one pillar. So one thing he did was, he brought the doors down, you see. For Duhul and for Khuruj, you see. So if you look at the Kaaba properly from the western side, you will see the blocks are not aligned. One is top, one is bottom, one is like that. So that is where he put that door, Abdullah bin Zubair, radiallahu anhu. So like that, you see. So we should show other people this kind of thing. They get fascinated. Other people come, show. I don't worry which group they are in. All that. Just come, let me teach you this, you see. So some always say, no, you're not in our group. I don't want you all these kind of things. So anyway, we just teach whoever comes, come and let me teach you. But now you can't do all that, police, they trouble you, you know. So you're not an MBA shaitan. So anyway, the point I'm making, this one pillar, which was inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, which Abdullah bin Zubair put up, so that was in the year 71, 72, and because 73 passed away, Shaheed. So imagine early 70s of the Hijrah, you will find that there's the oldest item you will find there. So fascinating things to see. It's called Ma'aridul Haramain Sharifain. So anyway, we conclude today's lesson of Ziyarat and we make dua, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh and Allah matrahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin al-mustawtinin ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib for that beneficial lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sinnah wal-Jamah.